It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The medical guidelines for the use of PPE or personal protective equipment are strict. Before the coronavirus outbreak, gowns, gloves, and N95 masks were used once and then disposed of to prevent cross-contamination. That changed in March when the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued new guidelines to allow some reuse of PPE because there's still a global shortage. What happens if hospitals can't meet these relaxed guidelines? The Texas Standard's Joy Diaz reports.
Cynthia Lewis is a nurse for Ascension Seton in Austin. She says up until last month, her hospital was trying to extend the life of its N95 respirator masks and had instructed nurses to use them for 20 straight shifts.
After 20 shifts of wearing the same mask, that would be 120 uses. When the CDC says to use the mask for no more than 5 uses.
Remember, before COVID-19, these masks were disposed after 1 use. Now, these are extraordinary times. That's why the CDC is allowing for 5 uses, not 120. Lewis says masks fall apart when they're overused.
There are times when the ventilator circuit has disconnected, or I'm working very closely with a patient that is coughing directly on me.
While the mask seal is broken. Even though Lewis decided to go public with her story, many nurses do not. They fear they will lose their jobs if they speak up. So Cindy Zolnierek speaks for them.
That's why I'm there. This is my job, is to be the voice.
Zolnierek leads the Texas Nurses Association.
Our new practices have made nurses uncomfortable and uncertain in their work environments.
Nurses are uncomfortable not because the CDC guidelines have been relaxed. They understand these are extraordinary times. What makes them uncomfortable is that some hospitals can't meet these new minimum standards. Carrie Kroll with the Texas Hospital Association says it's not for lack of trying.
In West Texas, recently, we've heard from more of our hospitals that just don't have disposable gowns. They can't get their hands on them. And so they're using gowns that need to be laundered. You know, the delays that come with that.
Gowns are not mentioned in the emergency guidelines the CDC rolled out in March, but they're considered a standard precaution, meaning doctors and nurses wear them all the time to protect themselves against infectious diseases such as tuberculosis, Ebola, and now COVID-19.
I understand that there are concerns about safety. I think that we're all doing our best to make sure that the frontline workers have the access they need to the most safe resources.
But some healthcare workers on the front lines view the lack of PPE and the overuse of the PPE they do have as a critical safety risk. Ascension Seton, the hospital where Nurse Lewis works, changed its policy in late May and instructed nurses to stop using their N95 respirator masks after every shift. Each shift is about 6 uses. But by the time the policy changed, Lewis had already been infected with COVID.
Because I work full-time in a COVID ICU, I can't help but believe that I contracted this disease at my place of work under the circumstances that we're obligated to work in.
Lewis can't say for certain she contracted COVID-19 at work, but this much we know. Many healthcare workers treating COVID-19 patients have become ill, and many have died. Nationwide, nearly 75,000 healthcare workers have been infected with COVID-19. Ascension Seton did not respond to specific questions, but in a statement it said it's taking proactive steps with distributors and suppliers to ensure access to supplies. So, who makes sure CDC guidelines are being followed? The ultimate authority is the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. HHS has acknowledged there are PPE shortages, but so far there have been no repercussions if relaxed emergency guidelines are not followed. If there's very little that can be done at the moment, then what about the future? Cindy Zolnierek with the Texas Nurses Association believes the shortages are teaching hospitals, for the second time in recent history, that the use of PPE will become more pervasive. The first time she saw an increase in the use of PPE was in the 1980s during the AIDS crisis. Back then, she was a hospital nurse.
We never wore gloves, but you cleaned patients, you bathed patients, you were exposed to blood all the time. I mean, we wore white uniforms back then, and I remember having to toss uniforms because they got bloodstains on them. With AIDS, that all changed.
Now, scrubs, gloves, gowns are a must. Even needles were designed differently to prevent infections.
It was a whole different practice, and certainly supply chain had to rev up for that.
As it will have to rev up after COVID. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.